Dead X by Harley Jane Kozak. Narrated by Deanna Hurst.
For Daniel Corey Reiner, who left us wanting more. No one wants to be the muse. In the end, everyone wants to be Orpheus. Louise Gluck, Lute Song. Chapter 1. Men, in my experience, do not like being interrupted during sex by a ringing telephone. I suppose it's true for women, too. It's true for me, anyhow, which is why I never have a telephone in my bedroom. In late December, however, I had no bedroom. I was sharing one with a guy named Simon Alexander, along with two cell phones, two answering machines, a landline, computer, TV, radio, surround sound system, beeper, clock, printer, fax, copier, and smoke alarm, all of which had interfered with romantic moments, although some only when one of us rolled over onto a remote. There was also a gun occupying the bedside table. The gun hadn't interrupted anything yet, but I'd been living there only a couple of weeks. Simon was an FBI agent. We were in the thick of things that late Friday afternoon in a sweaty, muscle-clenching, heart-pounding clinch when a click from across the room reminded me I'd turned off the ringer on the phone. Simon's arm tightened around me. "Wally," the answering machine said. "Pick up, Wally." Simon's grip loosened. It wasn't a national emergency. Despite his technical sophistication, he preferred an answering machine to voicemail for its screening ability. "Simon, if you're listening," the voice said.